Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 63. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 47 tomorrow. Chance for rain. Cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for snow Friday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 21.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolf. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A 15-year-old in Salina now charged in the shooting death of a 14-year-old. It happened last Friday. A judge charged the teen on Tuesday with second-degree murder, criminal use of a weapon, and drug charges. The Saline County Commission rejects a proposed battery storage facility. The Planning Commission unanimously approved the permit for the facility in November. County commissioners voted to deny the permit, citing safety concerns. Kansas lawmakers file a new bill aimed at banning cell phones in your child's classrooms. The bill would apply to public and private schools accredited by the Kansas Department of Education, and it would prohibit students from using their phones during instructional time. And Wichita, Felicia Rolf, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers and never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas State University is teaming up with a private technology company to help shape the future of farming while keeping farmers at the center of innovation. K-State's Institute for Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics is partnering with Kelly Hill's Unmanned Systems to develop next-generation precision agriculture tools, including advanced drone technology. The goal is to make sure new tools actually work for farmers in real-world conditions, not just in research labs. Kelly Hills, founded in 2024 and based in northeastern Kansas, specializes in unmanned aerial systems for agriculture. The collaboration brings together university research, industry expertise, and direct input from producers to ensure technology adoption is practical, affordable, and effective. The partnership focuses on three main areas. First is research and development, including improved aerial spraying, crop monitoring, data integration, and autonomous navigation. Second is community engagement, with educational outreach and drone demonstrations designed to promote safe and responsible use of unmanned systems on farms. Third is industry demonstration and technology transfer, helping move emerging tools from field trials to everyday agriculture operations. Kelly Hills brings significant resources to the partnership, including access to a large FAA-approved test range and experience operating some of the largest autonomous agriculture aircraft in the world. Just as important, company leaders have built strong relationships with farmers, helping researchers better understand on-the-ground needs. K-State's role includes analyzing the large amounts of data collected from farms and helping turn that information into practical, cost-effective solutions. Researchers say farmers aren't necessarily looking to spend more money, but they are looking to spend smarter. Long-term, the partnership aims to create training, tools, and a skilled workforce to support the growing use of agricultural drones across Kansas. With agriculture representing a major share of the state's economy, Leaders say building that pipeline is critical to keeping Kansas farmers competitive and sustainable. The collaboration reflects a shared focus on innovation that starts in the field and delivers results back to the farmers who depend on it. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced Tuesday that his office has filed election-related charges against Jose Luis Gomez Sr. of Hutchinson. The charges were filed in Reno County and include one count of voting without being qualified and two counts of election perjury. All three charges are classified as non-person felonies. According to the state attorney general's office, Gomez is a convicted felon and is currently being held in Oklahoma while federal immigration proceedings related to deportation are underway. The case was referred to the attorney general's office by Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab. State officials say the Secretary of State's office has been using the federal SAVE program to help identify registered voters who are not U.S. citizens. Kobach, who previously served two terms as Kansas Secretary of State, has made election integrity a central focus of his tenure. His office says the goal remains ensuring that only legally qualified voters participate in Kansas elections. Kansas previously passed a law requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote, but that law was struck down by a federal court in 2018. Similar laws have taken effect in a handful of other states. The investigation was handled by a special agent with the Attorney General's office, and the case is being prosecuted by the First Assistant Attorney General. As with all criminal cases, Gomez is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Chase Blassie and Minority Leader Dina Sykes introduced bipartisan legislation that will prohibit cell phones in K-12 Kansas schools. Leaders from both parties came together to say the following. Senator Blassie and Sykes said limiting cell phone use in schools would give students more opportunities to focus, think critically, and build genuine in-person relationships while also supporting student mental health. They noted that research shows classrooms without phones tend to have higher student engagement, stronger peer connections, safer learning environments, and improved academic outcomes, adding that the legislation would help maintain the high standards of Kansas schools. Senate Bill 302 is a high priority of lawmakers and is expected to pass the Senate in January, where it will be sent to the House of Representatives. The Senate has 28 co-sponsored, more than two-thirds of the Senate. The legislation impacts both public and private schools accredited by the Kansas State Department of Education. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Groundwater levels across western Kansas are once again being measured as part of an annual effort to track the health of the state's most important water resources. During the first week of January, crews from the Kansas Geological Survey based at the University of Kansas teamed up with staff from the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Water and Resources to measure water levels in hundreds of wells. The work took place near communities including Colby, Goodland, Elkhart, and Liberal. Most of the wells being checked draw from the High Plains Aquifer, which provides the primary water supply for western Kansas. Other wells tap into deeper aquifers or shallow alluvial aquifers located along creeks and rivers. Officials say precipitation during the 2025 growing season could lead to water level increases in parts of south-central Kansas. After a dry start to the year, timely summer and fall rains helped recharge groundwater in areas known to respond quickly to rainfall. Results in the western third of the state are expected to be more mixed. Some counties in west central and northwest Kansas may see relatively stable water levels. The High Plains Aquifer spans parts of eight states and includes three major aquifers in Kansas: the Ogallala in the west, the Yukas Beds near Wichita and Hutchinson, and the Great Bend Prairie Aquifer around Pratt and Great Bend. Water levels in much of the Ogallala have declined for decades due to increased irrigation use, especially during dry years. Each January, crews measure about 1,400 wells across 48 counties to avoid seasonal fluctuations caused by irrigation pumping. This year, Kansas Geological Survey staff measured more than 560 wells, while Division of Water Resources crews measured more than 800. All wells are monitored with landowner permission, and many have been tracked for years to help build long-term data. The latest measurements are expected to be added to the Kansas Geological Survey website in late February. The Kansas Leadership Center, a nonprofit leadership development organization based in Wichita, has announced a new slate of officers in its 2026 Board of Directors. Among the new state leaders is Dr. Jill Arsendorf, who serves as Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs at Fort Hays State University. Arsendorf brings a background shaped by rural Western Kansas and early leadership experiences through 4-H and FFA, along with higher education leadership focused on academic excellence and student success. I'll be back with more after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
On the menu today at Eisenhower Elementary for lunch will be spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. At the junior-senior high school, today's lunch will be pepperoni pockets or chicken nuggets, cook's choice of fries, fruit, and milk. At Northern Valley, for lunch, today will be hamburger on a bun, french fries, vegetable, fruit, and milk. Your local weather today, sunny with a high near 63, west wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 33. Calm winds becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 47, winds out of the north at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow evening, a chance of rain and snow before midnight, then a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 40%. Friday, a 50% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 39, north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'll be back with more weather after this.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle and Termite Pest Control for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Monday, and he says there's just one player the Chiefs need to make sure they bring back, and he's on defense.
I think in terms of their pending free agents, it's Brian Cook. I think he, far and away, is the guy. Now, look, you could argue Jalen Watson, which is fair. I would argue really should be both of them. But I think Cook is the guy, because if they lost Watson but they have Williams and Fulton, you'd at least be able to go, okay, you know, they've got two outside corners who can play, assuming they keep Fulton. We'll see what they do. That's a 50-51 because the dead cap is meaningful there. If they lose Cook, who's playing safe? I mean, Jaden Hicks looks terrific at times, but they clearly don't trust him. Spagnuolo flat out said about a month ago that he makes way. Kamari Connor is, I think, a good safety. He's not a very good slot corner. In fact, he's a bomb double slot corner, but he's a good safety. but they like to play him all over the place. I think you need Cook. I think they will pay him. They have paid safeties in the past. It's a position they value in Spagnuolo of the defense.
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The mud, the slush, the muck. Yuck! You need footwear that protects you from whatever is underfoot. Dryshod is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at Valley Vet Supply. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dryshod boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You'll appreciate the four-way stretch and breathable air mesh lining. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. And your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dryshod the whole family. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.